The Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic rolls on tonight. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, January 15th, 2021. This update is sponsored by IndieWrestling.us. Results from Thursday's NXT UK are straight ahead in this update, but first,
WWE.
Let's set the stage for tonight's SmackDown. Shinsuke Nakamura will be facing Jey Uso. Last week, Nakamura nearly ran a gauntlet match to grab a shot at Roman Reigns' Universal Championship. But Reigns and Uso orchestrated the win for Adam Pearce instead. And WWE is promoting that there will be a contract signing tonight between Pearce and Reigns for their Universal title match at the Royal Rumble. Also announced for tonight, Rey Mysterio versus King Corbin. Tonight's 205 Live will feature two first-round matches in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. Killian Dane and Drake Maverick versus Kurt Stallion and August Gray, and Joaquin Wilde and Raul Mendoza versus the Bollywood Boys. On Thursday's NXT UK, a successful defense of the United Kingdom Championship for Walter as he defeated A-Kid. Shaw Samuels made his NXT UK TV debut with a loss to Joe Coffey. Samuels says he's officially signed with WWE. The UK Women's Championship will be defended on next week's NXT UK, Kaylee Ray defending against Ginny. In 2 weeks, there will be a number one contenders match for the NXT UK tag titles. Pretty Deadly versus Mandrews and Flash Morgan Webster versus The Hunt versus Ashton Smith and Oliver Carter. One more note from WWE, The Miz is the latest entrant announced for the Royal Rumble.
Impact Wrestling.
Impact Wrestling announcing a match for its free pre-show ahead of Saturday night's Hard to Kill pay-per-view. It'll be Josh Alexander taking on Brian Myers. A big match on the main card for Hard to Kill, the finals of the Knockouts Tag Title Tournament. Nevaeh and Havoc facing Kiera Hogan and Tasha Steelz, who explained why this match is so important to her.
As an Afro-Latina, you don't have two African-American females as Knockouts champions. That's number one for us. Us to be at not only at the top of the mountain, which is the Knockout division, but to be the first African-American, Afro-Latina champions, the tag champions ever.
That clip from a match watch-along with both teams on Impact's social media.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Bullet Club original Tama Tonga not pulling many punches as he responded to the reunion of Kenny Omega, the Good Brothers, and the Young Bucks.
When you're hashtagging that and calling that Bullet Club, that's a slap in the face to us that's still riding with Bullet Club in Japan.
That clip from the new episode of the Tama's Island podcast. Tama also crushed any speculation that he may turn up on AEW or Impact TV. He was a little more cagey when asked about Jay White's current status. Tama called White's post-Wrestle Kingdom comments a, quote, red flag. Tonight's New Japan Strong will see Kenta in a six-man tag, alongside fellow Bullet Club members El Phantasmo and Hikuleo. They'll face the team of Fred Rosser, Blake Christian, and ACH.
Ring of Honor.
This weekend's Ring of Honor TV has Dragon Lee defending his TV title against Ray Horace, and a pure rules match between Flip Gordon and Rhett Titus. NWA World Heavyweight Champion Nick Aldis sharing a brief update on the future of NWA Power.
I would conservatively be guessing that we'll probably be ready to do Power again by the spring.
Aldis speaking on the Wrestling's Cool podcast. A new match announced for next week's AEW Dynamite, Cody Rhodes versus pretty Peter Avalon. Finally, a new lockdown is underway in Germany due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and as a result, WXW is rescheduling all of its events through the end of March. Also, this year's 16-karat gold tournament is now canceled. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, January 15th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to this feed so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.